Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Lounge radio show, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show as we welcome our host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
Hello, hello. It is Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru. And I was sitting here answering a question that I thought would be the perfect opportunity and the perfect podcast episode. So I was asked the question about why I do what I do as a business professional. And there were a lot of reasons, but recent times really changed my perspective as far as the area in which the person was asking. They were in particular focused on what I do as a book publisher. And I was very candid with them. I said, you know, as a minority, as a Black woman, you know, how can we expect for our demographic to have a voice? How can we expect our voices to be heard if there are not people willing to publish what is being said for our community, as well as what needs to be said for our community? They looked at some of the things I was doing as a managing editor now for more than one magazine and some of the projects that I have coming up, some of my clients that I work with that are doing amazing things. And they were also looking at my work that I'm doing. And they say, you know, what really drives you as a publisher? You know, the publishing industry, there's not a lot of Black women that we see in it. So what really drives you? What's the heart of your business? And of course, you know, previous years, even recently, I would have talked about being a childhood abuse survivor and how, you know, I know what it's like to go through different challenges and traumas and pain and being lost and just feeling like you have no voice. Having all of this pain and things you need to recover from and treatment that you need to seek, but feeling like no one understands. I even know that to the point of being depressed and also being suicidal. So a person that has a voice where they do not feel heard, a person that does not know how to use the power of their voice and feels powerless, does not feel represented. And, you know, I was just honest, as a Black woman in America, I can't tell you, you know, for my corporate life, how many tables I sat at where there were no one representing me. There was no one that looked like me. I'm the only one. And for some of us, people are like, that's a thing of pride. You know, you're at the table. You're one of the few. You made it in. It is a thing of honor sometimes, but I like to see it. And I'm glad as a business owner, I can say I'm in that position now in various industries and sectors. I like to see us have our own table where the minority makes the decision of who's at the table, not being one of the chosen few at someone else's table. Now, of course, you have to put things in perspective. You can't always be the one that has the table. You know, if the world is always centered on you, it's not a very good world. The world doesn't center around you. You can't always be the center, but you do have to have some type of ownership. You do have to have some type of power. And this is a lot of times why I tell my clients, with the discussions I have with other influencers and business owners, even millionaires and billionaires, because you know what? They know it. They know it. So it's a different conversation from maybe something I have with my client when you're talking to millionaires and billionaires. But the point is, you know, you got to have your own table. You got to have that power, but also you have to open the door for other people. And, you know, if you're a business owner, that's one of the power seats. That's one of the things you relish in. That's one of the things that should bring you joy in creating opportunities for other people. Whatever your specialty is, whatever your genius zone is. So when I was having this question, I was really reflecting, you know, it may have started because I wanted to use my voice. I wanted to share my tips of survival. So when it came to publishing my first book, you know, I wanted something where people could be pulled off the ledge, walk back in their power, being able to say my life is worth living. And although I didn't choose certain things that happened to me, I am responsible from this point forward for how my life turns out. I'm fully capable of that. So that was important to me when I first started publishing my own book. But then once people kept coming to me, how did you do that? I have that vision. I want to publish a book. Then it created a business that, as I tell in my story, it took me away from corporate life. I became a 100% self-employed, and it's a decision that I never look back on. Maybe not what I envisioned, which is why sometimes in media I label myself as an accidental entrepreneur, but certainly now a life that I never could change or want anything different. However, again, there's a responsibility. Certain political events and things that have happened have people sometimes thinking differently right now and putting things in perspective, just like the pandemic. The pandemic made a lot of people look at times that were wasted. Look at things they took for granted. I know as a book publisher, we had people that came to us like, I got a story, I got to get it out. And some of those people were the same people we had talked to and nurtured for some time, and there were excuses and they were coming with. But pandemic hit, lives are lost, and people are like, look, I'm tired of talking about it. No day is promised. I got to get it done. And that's always true. There's always challenges in diverse situations, but in times of chaos and confusion, oftentimes people put things in perspective, and the time they were wasting, they become more laser focused and they become more active. They take those action steps now instead of talking about it. So I feel, as a business owner, as a minority and a double minority, I am a Black woman. Women are a minority in this country and in business industries, as well as being a Black individual, a Black African American. You're a minority, so I'm a double one. I feel that our voices need to be heard. And I see different ways that often we are trying to exhibit our voices, and I'll have no judgment on that. But what I feel is a responsibility of a publisher. I'm not exclusively a publisher that just publishes Black voices. So let me be clear about that. Not that that's not valued. If that is your business model and you only serve the Black community, I'm not knocking you, but that's not me. I pride myself in being a crossover brand. We take all minorities and ethnicities because we're about publishing the stories that the world needs to read. So we don't exclude people based on their gender, their sexuality. That's not our thing. We're about the messages that the world needs to read. However, I take it a personal responsibility for our Black voices, whether you're coming to me as a book publisher, whether you're coming to me in my business consultant capacity, where you want someone to help you not only create your message and craft that message, but craft the platform pieces of how you can take your message with clarity and connect it to the audience that you're meant to serve. You know, here at Fruition Publishing Concierge Services, which is a division of Alicia Brown LLC, that is what I pride myself in doing. Because if more people like me are not willing to publish our own voices, or we're not willing to craft that space for our voices to be heard, then who is going to do it? So in this episode, I just want to challenge you today to think about that. Something, you know, sometimes as entrepreneurs, we get so busy in the building and the doing that we lose focus. And let me say something else here before I give you the challenge. It's something I see all the time. I work with all type of people. So from the everyday person all the way to the person that is that millionaire, from the uneducated, undegreed to the person who has their PhDs out the wazoo, medical or not, attorneys or not, all types of doctors, what have you. And here's what I'll say. Some people, you can't get to where you want to be because you are not teachable. So before I issue a challenge, let me talk about that in this episode. Some people are choked by their title. The very credentials that they are using to push them further ahead is the very title that is actually causing their vision to die. They're killing their vision. They're killing their potential. They're killing the chance of success they want because they cannot get out of their own way. One of the things I remember hearing from a young age, and it's one thing that I remind myself from time to time, is, you know what? Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't drink your own juice. In other words, what that meant was don't believe the hype. It used to be a song talking about don't believe the hype. Sometimes we drink our own hype. We push ourselves up. And, you know, everybody sometimes needs to have that self-talk where you have moments of doubt and low self-confidence. And you need to pump yourself up and remind yourself that you're capable of doing whatever. But sometimes people get intoxicated by their own hype. And now you believe you're better than, you're greater than, you're above. And then that envy and jealous spirit creeps in. You're looking at this person over here and you're seeing that maybe y'all are on the same stage. You're seeing that you're knowing some of the same people. But the difference is that person's coming with a heart to serve. You're coming with the heart of envy. And what's so unfortunate, I look at people that have believed their own hype and they deem themselves greater than they are. They have that spirit where you're better than everyone else. And you think you're covering the fact that you have an envious, jealous spirit. And what I want to tell you, it is reeking like manure. Everyone can see it except for you. And you really think you have that thing hidden. You do not. And the sad part is, I have seen people that have the careers and have the purse, have the cash flow to look like a certain level of success. They may make 6-7 figures over here, which is why they can start a new platform over here. They can have that, you know, book over here. They can speak at so-and-so conference. The thing is, they're paying to play. Listen to me carefully. Some people in the industry, some people you're seeing what I call social media famous, because you're only famous on social media. You're really not making an impact. There's a difference where your social media is just some evidence. It's a trail. It's some proof of what you're doing behind the scenes. And then there's people where everything you're doing is just the appearance on social media. And behind the scenes, no one knows you. You don't have any influence. You're really not doing anything. This is just a broadcast of the fabricated life that you're trying to make people believe in the hopes that someone will pay you for something. Or you'll have an overnight viral success by something you post. So I'm bringing this to your attention. I have to say this before I leave with any type of challenge, because the point is there are so many people that have enough money to give you the perception of being highly successful. But the truth that they don't realize, there's a certain air, there's a certain energy that comes in the room that precedes you. Your arrogance. Your belief that you're better than and above people. Sometimes it's the very people that you're bringing on your stage, on your platform. And you're supposed to be here under the disguise to do one thing, but you're feeling a little envy. So you take these opportunities to show how wonderful you are. And you know what? You believe that people don't understand or they don't see the bitterness, the jealousy, the envy you're trying to hide. And if that is you, I would ask my listeners, examine yourself as who you are presenting, regardless of what your title is. Because what I find so sad but true, there's a lot of people that need help. And there's a level of success they have, but they need to go to the next level. And they come in when they see this one doing this and they see this one doing this. They try to slide in and they try to get connected to you because they want success too. But then the thing is, they got to prove that they're more successful than you. And the help they need, they're not willing to ask for, because to tell you I need that help would put me below you. See, that's what a jealous, envious spirit will have you believing. And you believe your little polished version of self that you're presenting to the world, the rest of us can't see, the jealousy, the envy, and the bitterness. And may I say this to you, it reeks like manure. So, with that being said. My challenge to you is to really look at how you're presenting yourself to the world. You know, you may have started with one goal in mind, but you got skin in this game and you learn what this really is about. I challenge you to really take first inventory of self. How would someone perceive you? If you were on the outside looking in, how would you perceive you? What are your goals and objectives with your business now? What is your mission for that business and platform? Are you reaching it? And then go a step further. Ask other people. You know, social media makes this too easy. Sometimes you see people put out messages. If someone was to ask you, what do I do? What would you say? Because honestly, sometimes we do so many things that the things we want people to know us for and by, people don't know us for that. Because they see too many messages on this, or I met you like this. We're thinking our messaging is clear, and it's not. So the thing you want people to most know you for, they don't. They know you for something else. Maybe that's what you pushed 4 or 5 years ago, and that's all they know you for. They haven't seen enough of this over here that you're doing, which is what you really want people. It's your growth part that you really want people to know. That tells you the work you need to do. Maybe there's other pages and stages you need to be on. Maybe there's more things you need to be doing behind the scenes in different platforms versus everything you're trying to do on social media. So, what drives you now? What really is the vision? What is the person you want the world to see? And what do you want to be known for? That's what it comes down to. Because a lot of us are so gifted and we work in different capacities, but what do you want to be known for? And then you proceed accordingly. Because you know what? No matter how successful you are, your credentials, your titles, or lack thereof, there's always the next level. Too many people are stuck on the successes they had in their heyday, and they're stuck there. You know why? Because there's no progression. They can't claim the next big thing that they've been received for or honored with or acknowledged by because, I hate to say this, but one of the words I use behind the scenes is they're a relic. You may have made some great accomplishments in your heydays, but today you're stuck. You don't know how to move. And that is a disaster recipe because there are a lot of big companies, brand known names. They were number one that no one even thinks of anymore. If you mention their name, people are like, oh my goodness, I forgot about that. Sometimes that's how people think of you. Because all you keep throwing in front of people is what you did 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And let me be honest, those names are only relevant if they're relevant to what you are doing now. Otherwise, it just makes you look like a relic. So if you need help going to that next level, be a person that's teachable. Know who to go to. You know, I was talking to a client about that last night, and we were talking about the fact that, and let me say this is a client, but they're also a friend. So that's why we're having these late night discussions. But we were talking about the fact that, you know what? Some people just aren't teachable. And we, you know, I made the statement, you need to have at least one person, one expert that you can hire and be willing to just let it all go. Look, I know it looks like this and I've done great things. I'm doing this over here, but here's my problem. And this is why I'm sitting here today. At least one person you should be able to pull off that mask for in order to get the help that you need. And when you're not at a place to do that, then my best advice to you is have a seat. Stop. It is better for you to take a pause, not a full stop. Take a pause and get yourself together, reevaluate, come out fresh. I remember one person saying, and I think this is so noteworthy. It was a coach that was saying, you know, it's okay if you don't post every day on social media. It's okay if you don't have engagement every day on social media. Better for you to be clear. And maybe post maybe one or two things a week versus you're posting every single day just to have content, but your content does not drive the person to act. It's just rhetoric. It's stuff. It's thoughts. But okay, if you're in business, you're in business. So what are you giving them that solidifies your brand that leads them to make a deal? If it's not and you're just posting stuff to be posting and thinking that, well, we put stuff out for the brand, maybe you need to stop. Because what's the point in putting the energy, putting the work, putting the money into just posting things if there's not something that is a benefit to your brand, or is something that makes you look different and stand out, or are you standing out for all the wrong reasons? Sometimes it's that way in our businesses. You're so lost in the sauce of doing this and doing this and doing this and doing this because this is the hype that you built. Maybe you need to take a pause, reevaluate the mission, get the help that you need for where you want to go to be at the level of success that you actually desire. Because if you don't do that and you're just on that little, you know, hamster wheel, just going. Yeah, you're really busy, but are you effective? You're wasting energy and you don't have time to waste. Be mission focused. Be in alignment to what the mission is, but also be in alignment to what it takes to go to the next level. Don't let your past successes hold you prisoner and prevent you from the future success that you really desire. And please do not let your ego, do not let your heightened version of self that really is a lie or a fabrication until you make it a reality. Do not let your hype destroy your potential, because a lot of people are doing that. And now you're going from just pumping yourself up to believing you're better than at any time. If you believe you're better than another human being, I didn't say that what you do isn't better. I didn't say your performance is different. You know, that's different. You should aim to be the best at whatever you do. But when you believe you are better than a person, they are lower than you. You are in quicksand, my dear. You're in quicksand. We don't need to do that in order for us to be successful. So again, when I was asked this question, I wanted this reflective moment with you, because when I was asked the question, why do you do what you do? And in particular with publishing and media, I said, you know what? If we don't, we as minorities, we as the people that we want to serve and represent, because I make it personal as a business owner, you should make it personal. What you do should be personal to you. You should know how you're making the difference. There should be a personal side to this, not just a business side. If we won't stand up and publish our own voices, then who will? If we won't invest in our own people, who will? So why not create a business for what my expertise is, to help my people have their voice published and then show them beyond just a book or just a media opportunity? How do you create a sustainable message? How do you create a sustainable platform? How do I cut the learning curve where they understand, you know, there's a lot of opportunities and you're confused and there's, you know, I don't know where I should be. And is this a good opportunity? Why not create something that shows them that? Cut that learning curve. Give them some of the steps of success so they can implement it. That's why we have our author clients and business clients that are doing what they do. They came for a book. These people are walking away with nonprofit leadership, nonprofit grant opportunities, businesses that they didn't even realize I could do this from one book. Speaking at people's global platforms, having a global influence. That's why I do here at Alicia Brown LLC. That's what we do here at Fruition Publishing Concierge Services. It's always more about a book. And I drive home that point to every single client. If you just want a pretty book published, please do not come to me, because I will not dishonor your message. I will not dishonor the power of your words to the people that need you just by simply letting you have a pretty book, because pretty books alone collect dust on somebody's shelf. But a well-intentioned message, well-written book that's positioned well, my God, there is no limit to what you can do. So that is what I focus on. And that is what, my friend, you should focus on as well. So with that being said, I hope this message, you know, I'm thankful that this message had a difference, had an impact on you today. Sometimes we just need another voice to encourage us to think differently, to reassess, reevaluate. That is very essential and crucial to success. Oftentimes people call it benchmarking, or, you know, just reviewing. You know, that's why magazines have the year in review. Sometimes we need the month in review. Sometimes you need the quarter in review, not just the year. And constantly reassess yourself, reevaluate your business and its processes. And are you still mission focused? Because sometimes we're doing good works, but we are so far away from the mission, and sometimes we don't realize it till it's too late. So this is your aha moment. This is your moment to just say, what's the point of it all? And am I completing the mission? So that's my time for now. As always, you can follow me at thejoyguru.net. Find out what things I'm doing in the media. If you follow me on all my social media posts, which are on there at thejoyguru.net, you can also learn about the publishing company. You can see what things are up and coming, what new releases, what new interviews. At the time of this broadcast, just had finished an interview with Bobby Brown. So that was awesome, being able to highlight his platform, his kitchen seasoning line, which is nothing short of fabulous. Healthy, vegan, non-GMO, the spices, it's just so many benefits. And especially for my people that are dealing with things like high blood pressure or diabetes, this line is so perfect for you to season your foods and different things that he has coming up. And he's expanding the line, even with some children seasonings and stuff. So you definitely want to check out Bobby Brown Foods. And then have it coming up, doing a cookbook for the brand called Poolside Cooking. And if you haven't caught them, if you haven't, they're not on your radar, you definitely need to follow me on social media, because Poolside Cooking is an awesome concept like no other, and where we're cooking on the poolside. And now there's a studio right near me. The team has created a studio. Jemilyn Hewitt is an amazing entrepreneur, serial entrepreneur, 7 businesses and counting. So this woman is a master of entrepreneurship that you need to know. But Poolside Cooking is one of her brands. So there is now a studio that is complete, where when we're in the off season, it's not that pretty pool weather or there's inclement weather, we have a beautiful studio where you can get that poolside feel. We have entertainers that often come in, just like they did on the they do on the Poolside Cooking interviews. It streams on Roku. We're streaming on TD Jakes' channel. There's a lot of different places that we are streaming, as well as locally in Virginia. It is going to move from Virginia to Atlanta. So we're always expanding. There's always time for chefs. The show has chef, politicians, nonprofit, local business owners. Because what it does is really spotlight different people you need to know in the community, as well as the great food and the great cooks that actually prepare that food. So it's a lot of delicious things that Poolside Cooking is cooking up. Fruition Publishing Concierge Services is very blessed to be publishing the very first cookbook to go in addition to this TV platform. So stay tuned for that. It will be here by the summer of 2021, and you still have time. At the time of this episode, you still have time to submit. If you are a cook, if you are a chef, if you are a restaurant owner, or you are just that one person that has grandma's recipes, or there's some things you do in the kitchen that the neighborhood, your friends and family know you for, why not just broaden that? Broaden that to the masses. So there's time for you to enter your recipes. Tell us some things about yourself. Have some high resolution pictures to go with it, with your bio as well. And who knows, we may even invite you to be on an episode of Poolside Cooking, where you can come on in, cook your cuisine. We have some virtual shows and competitions right now. So it's a brand you need to pay attention to. You can find them if you Google. In particular, if you want to submit your recipes, then you can go straight to fruitionpublishing.com. We actually have a link there on one of our pages, so you can connect with us and find out more how to submit those recipes. So until next time, reevaluate your life. Make sure that you are on your mission, you are focused, so you can go ahead and create and cook up your own magic in your life and the business and the people you serve that need your business the most. Till next time, bye-bye for now from Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Entrepreneur's Lounge, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. Make sure you stay tuned to our Facebook page and thejoyguru.net for show updates, announcements, and to learn how you can be a guest on our show.